Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to Language Lab. Well, tis the season for many things, including sort of a sense of freneticism. Yes, that's right, freneticism. I have to be honest, I'm not even sure if that's a word, but frenetic is definitely a word, and that is the word that I always associate as I, you know, I'm walking around the holidays. Everybody just seems like kind of jittery and, you know, like everyone's had so much caffeine, they're not quite sure what to do. And are they going to get all the presents wrapped? And, you know, are all the things that are quote unquote supposed to happen going to happen? So this kind of bums me out because I like love the holidays. I just love rides all over the holidays. You know, I love the gingerbread houses. I like the lights. I like all of it. Right. So, but I get caught up in that sense of like as much as anybody else, right? If I started my Christmas shopping a little earlier, that might help a little bit. But no, let's leave that to the last minute so I can be completely stressed out with everybody else. So I got curious, you know, about the actual word, as I do. So let's go to the dictionary. Frenetic means, it's an adjective, fast and energetic in a rather wild and uncontrolled way. What's interesting to me about this is that, so I looked at the little, you know, the Google Ngram viewer, which shows you trends in usage or mention, technically it's mentions in written works. And it like it was used almost not at all the way through the 1800s, 1900, we get to like 1950 and there's an uptick. And then holy Hannah, I don't know what happened in around 2008, but it's like off the charts. And then there's a little dip down here, you know, in the past couple of years. But so that's interesting, right? Like, is that a reflection of people becoming more familiar with this word? Or is it a reflection of society becoming more frenetic? As is often the case, I don't have an answer to that. But it makes me wonder and it makes me worry a little bit, right? That the antonym of frenetic is calm. And, you know, the holidays can be so amped up. So about all the consumerism, all of that, this holiday season, I hope that you have a joyful, wonderful time, but I also hope that it won't be frenetic, that you can find little patches of calm or create them so you can really enjoy the holidays. Look around, look at the lights, all that. It can be really difficult to do. But I hope you do. And if you have any tips or ideas on how to create little pockets of calm in an otherwise chaotic time, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you have a great week. And I look forward to talking to you next week.